WVQC, People Powered Radio. WVQC LP Cincinnati.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology.
95.7 FM.
Better. Stronger. Faster.
Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WVQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WVQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WVQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WVQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
I got a hand full of wonder seed. I'm gonna cultivate this mystery. Ain't gonna be green mystery.
Do you want me on my way?
.95.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here is Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
Thank you. Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join students for sensible drug policy to help teach lawmakers the simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
I'm Dirty Anvil.
This is C-Reg.
And I'm your man Exposed. And together we are Open Mind Productions.
And you're listening to
Hemp Rock Radio
on Radio Free Queen City.
WVQCLP.
Cincinnati.
95.7 FM.
Low power to the people.
Oh, right. Low power to the people, of course. And we are definitely low power, and sometimes we have a glitch. So it took us a second or so, but we got that clip ran. And we want to thank the boys from Open Mind for that wonderful, wonderful clip for us. In the meantime, it is, as they say, Hemp Rock Radio, and I am the Happy Hemptress. And over there, rolling the pots up today, of course, is the Burn Man. How you doing today, Burn Man?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good.
Doing good.
Yeah, weather's kind of crappy, but I guess getting better a little bit. Nice storm last night anyway. And, of course, as most of you know out there, I am, of course, a Pink Floyd head. Floyd head, as they say. And if you didn't know what that song was, I don't know what world you're living in. But in the world of the Hemptress, it was, of course, Sheep. Now, who was that, you say? Did that sort of sound like the real Pink Floyd? Pretty close, pretty close. There's a lot of great tribute bands out there, folks, and one of the best is here in Cincinnati this Friday night, and we are playing that on behalf of that tribute band. They are called the Pink Floyd Experience. The Pink Floyd Experience.net is where you can find them if you are in the area here or with an earshot of us and can get to the Cincinnati area this Friday. I recommend them because if you like Pink Floyd, you can experience them with the Pink Floyd Experience. Great band out of California. And, you know, you say, what's it got to do with marijuana? Well, I'll tell you. What it has to do with marijuana is I get high all the time listening to Pink Floyd. I don't know many people that don't. So that's what that is. And I would say that at least half of the original band smoked pot. And as a matter of fact, I believe that one of them still does. Of course, I'm talking about David Gilmour. Now, we know his wife does, Polly Sampson. She is, of course, a fictional writer. Check her out. She's on Twitter and different stuff. That's Polly Sampson, S-A-M-S-O-N. And check out her work. But it's known that she smokes pot. And, of course, the story is told a couple of years ago where her old Chinese mother and father got high on some really good hash. And David said, that's really strong stuff, Esther, so be careful. Now, how in the world would David Gilmour know that the hash is really strong if he didn't smoke it? That's 2 years ago, Burn Man. So, last but not least, for our Pink Floyd segment today, of course, I have sort of kept you up on what's going on with Polly Sampson's son and David Gilmour's adopted son that he adopted and is now known as Charlie Gilmour. If you don't know who he is, you can listen to the very, very end of Division Bell and hear him when he's about 4 years old. Now, for those of you who don't know, he was recently involved in the student protests in England and unfortunately for him was caught on film doing a few things. Now, was he really attacking Prince Charles's car? Of course not. The police in England, the day that this happened, did what they call kettled everybody over into one area of the street. In other words, blocked them in, and all the kids tried to get out because they were trapped. And when they did that, the cops aimed and told the car that was driving Prince Charles and Camilla to go down this one street. And it turned out that was the street where they had everybody kettled. So when the kids all got out of the kettling, it looked like they rushed the prince's car when, in fact, they were just trying to get out of where they were. And it freaked the prince out, of course. And now Charlie Gilmore has been charged with attacking Prince Charles's car. And, of course, violent disorder and theft of a mannequin leg. Don't ask me. Don't even ask me. But those are the charges. That's kind of like disorderly conduct over here and theft of a mannequin leg.
That'd
anyway,
be a felony here.
Just about. Well, we'll keep you up on what's going on. In the meantime, he has been charged, and I'm sure he's going to be going to court on that. But that's for our little Pink Floyd segment for the day. In the meantime, again, the song was Sheep off of Animals, and it was the tribute band Pink Floyd Experience. You can hear them this Friday in Cincinnati. And, of course, as I said, it is Hemp Rock Radio. We are going to jump forward very quickly so I don't get too much out of time. We got a really cool thing that went on last night down at the Mad Hatter Burn Man. You know who Afro Man is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Afro Man. He and Open Mind and many other local acts in the hip-hop scene here in Cincinnati performed at the Mad Hatter last night. And, I bet it was a lot of fun, you think?
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, I guess, maybe after you left with the... You had taken off early when Open Mind guys were here.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, if you want to find out about Open Mind, of course, you can go to openmindhiphop.com and find them. And for Afro Man, of course, he is on tour still. As I said, he was here in Cincinnati last night. And this Friday, if you're in Nebraska, he is performing at Lincoln, Nebraska. That is his next show. And I believe that's... the next one. And then after that is Scottsdale, Arizona, March 10th. So that's next Thursday, a week from this week. And then that's following Saturday. He's in Tucson, Arizona, and he continues to go around the country and ends up in California. Now, it's funny. He's skipping 420. That's pretty odd. I guess he wants to take the day off on 420.
Yeah, he knows he's going to be too high. Then.
Yeah, he's going to go, I missed my concert on 420 because I got high. But he is playing the 21st, the next day on Thursday, and that is in Mammoth Lakes, California. So if you are anywhere where he is, get out to see the show if you're into the hip-hop scene, as well as Afro Man, because he's pretty cool. And we're going to be playing a clip from him here in just a second.
And he ought to change the name of this. Because I Got Drunk would fit this song a whole lot better.
Yes,
than
it would.
Being high.
You know, there's different versions of that, Birdman. You can actually go to YouTube and find a couple of different versions. There's the dirtier version than the original. There's the radio version and all that. And then some of them is where he changes the words and everything. And a lot of it is where he's talking about getting drunk and things like that. He's got a lot of songs like that. And, I think it's really just a matter of making fun of those people that say, oh, you're all just lazy, and he kind of took it to the extreme, of course. But, what can I say? We do things and go, oh, my God, I must have got high. Is it true or not?
It just reminds me of my drunk days.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Because I got drunk.
I just want to know what people's excuses are if they don't get high and they forget to do stuff and say the hell with it and don't go do it. What's their excuse if they're not getting high? I guess I got lazy.
Yeah, you always have some excuse.
Yeah, or I guess I forgot. The funny thing is out in California, you don't even have to get high to be excused. Out in California, it's just normal to be a flake.
Everyone's high.
It's not even about being high. Everybody's just a flake. As my friend Bryce said, out there, if the sun's shining, everybody takes off work and they go, oh, man, I'm sorry, I flaked.
Yeah, went to the beach.
Went to the beach, whatever. Maybe they got high at the beach, but it's more like they just didn't care, and I'm just going to flake. And it's like, they don't even care. You're supposed to be somewhere, and you don't show up, and the person's standing there waiting and waiting and waiting, and hours later they get a hold of them, and they say, oh, I'm really sorry, man, I just flaked, and that's supposed to be okay.
They're probably just waiting there, smoking their bag, and forget about it and leave.
Exactly. Well, okay, we're going to roll this clip. You've probably heard it before, but we're going to play this on behalf of Afro Man, and we'll be back after this.
Roll another. Yeah.
La da 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 da. La da da da. La da da da. La da da da. La da da da. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. La da. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high.
La da.
I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high, because I got high.
Go to the next, go to the next, go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La da da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high.
La da da.
Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, yeah. Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
Help me sing.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your too, but then I got high. Now I'm and I know why. Yeah, because I got high.
Hey,
because I got high.
Hey, do that over,
because
man.
Because I got high.
Come on, man. Go.
I messed up my entire life because I got high.
Go.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
President,
baby, I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high, cause I'm high.
Are you really high, man?
La da 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 la da 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 la da da da.
He really is high, man.
Shoop shoop shooby doo wah.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity bee bop. Oh, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
Roll another.
Hi, I'm Afro Man, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio because you got high. And it's on Radio Free Queen City, WVQCLP Cincinnati, 95.7 and WVQC.org. Low power to the people.
La da 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 da.
He really is high, man.
Shoop, shoop, shooby doo wah.
Get jiggy with it.
All right. That is the debut of the Afro Man clip for Hemp Rock Radio. We want to thank him for that. He was very, very gracious for us last night and got that clip for us. Now, I hear that Open Mind and them got an interview from him last night, so you might want to check out Open Mind Productions TV on the internet and get that interview. It'll be up there very soon from Advil and the boys. And again, thank them for last week. And of course, Afro Man for that really cool Hemp Rock Radio clip. Again, as he said, it is Hemp Rock Radio here at WVQC, and I always like to tell you, we want you to be a member. $30 will make you a member and help keep us on the air, of course. Now, we do have a lot of things in the news, and as Afro Man was saying, he got high and didn't get to go to class. But if you want to get high and go to a meeting of students at college, you can even do that. doesn't even matter if you get high. How could you forget to go to a really cool meeting with the Students for Sensible Drug Policy over at our UC campus today? It is, of course, their last meeting of the winter quarter, and today's meeting is the lowdown on hallucinogens. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah.
Now, please join them for the last SSDP meeting of this quarter. They'll be discussing hallucinogens. They've been having a run of hallucinations the last few meetings, haven't they? Very, very cool. This is at the Swift 619 building at 5 p.m. today. Invite all your friends. They are going to start in spring on April 4th for their next meeting. Now, it says, P.S., if you were notified the event is canceled, it's really not canceled. She accidentally duplicated it. So again, that is this afternoon, 5 p.m. in the Swift 619 building for the lowdown on hallucinogens with the UC Students for Sensible Drug Policy. And a lot of other things in the news. You know, I forgot to mention before also with the Pink Floyd Experience this Friday and the Pink Floyd segment, if you are into the local band, Signs of Life, they are the local Pink Floyd tribute band. You can go to MiamiValleyMusicFest.com and vote for them. They want help to choose their headliner for this year's Miami Valley Music Festival. And let's see if I can find where that's going to, unfortunately. Oh, Troy Eagles Campgrounds. It takes place August 12th through the 13th in the summer, and they are asking people to vote for their headliner. You got to choose from Acoustic Hookah, Hawthorne Heights, The Works, and Signs of Life. Now, I, of course, voted for Signs of Life, so if you're into Floyd and you want to see them do a headline, go to the MiamiValleyMusicFest.com and vote for your favorite band to play that event. Let's see. Wow. Got to find where I left off. Okay. And we've got some things going on in the world. I want to cover this stuff because, wow. Now, first of all, I'm going to go from Charlie to the world. You know, Charlie Sheen, right? It's really funny. I don't like his show. It's okay. Some jokes are funny once in a while, the 2.5 Men, and now the show has been canceled, and basically I think they fired him because he pissed off the producers of the show. And although the day that he was having issues, I think, in court, the show ran in repeats, and it still drew more viewers than whatever shows were on the rest of the other networks. So apparently a lot of people like the show and don't care what his behavior is. But according to the 420times.com, Charlie Sheen's girlfriend, current girlfriend, was a marijuana model. Says according to reports coming out of Hollywood, Charlie Sheen's new girlfriend, Natalie Kenley, was once a marijuana model, meaning she appeared on the cover of a marijuana magazine. They have a mugshot in the story. It says the mugshot below was from when Natalie was busted a while back for giving alcohol to minors. Sources say she is in a whirlwind romance with Charlie, and there seems to be public pictures of them floating around the internet. Now, something else I caught this morning is that apparently Charlie was on the Today Show this morning. Now, I didn't see it myself, so this is only a rumor that I saw on Facebook, but apparently he said something about that he smokes crack daily on the Today Show. I don't know if that's true, so maybe check out the Today Show's site and find out if that's true. Unfortunately, I don't have an internet connection at the moment here at the studio, so I can't verify that. So it's alleged at the moment that Charlie Sheen does crack every day. Maybe that's why he's got a lot of energy. I don't know. But now, I'm not going to say that I'm all for crack. I'm not. I think drug of choice is really the point here. But this is the bigger issue of where crack comes from. This is from Indian Country Today, MediaNetwork.com. Again, Indian Country Today, MediaNetwork.com. The Bolivia's president says, chewing coca is an indigenous right. And I agree. Bolivian President Evo Morales has vowed that his country will continue to fight for international recognition of Bolivians' rights to chew the coca leaf. The United Nations is still considering his proposed amendment to the 1961 United Nations Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs, that the section stating that countries should abolish the practice of chewing the coca leaf be deleted. He says, due to lack of information, in some countries they confuse the coca leaf with cocaine, coca leaf producers with drug traffickers, and people who use coca in its natural state with addicts, said Morales, the nation's first ever indigenous president. The objection of any party to the convention prevents Bolivia's proposed amendment from taking effect, and the United States and several other countries filed objections. Imagine that. They had until the end of January to change their minds and withdraw their objections, but that did not happen. Morales said his government will continue to push for international recognition of the leaf. The coca leaf has been used by indigenous people in the Andean region for thousands of years to curb hunger and thirst, as well as in religious ceremonies. Miners and farmers often chew the leaf while drinking coca leaf tea is common throughout the country. Bolivia permits a controlled quantity of coca to be cultivated legally. When chewed, the coca leaf produces a mild stimulant effect. When the leaves are processed, small amounts of the alkaloid used to produce cocaine can be extracted from the leaf. In late January, more than 1,000 marchers gathered in front of the U.S. Embassy in La Paz to protest the United States' objections to the amendment. The marchers, the majority of them indigenous Quechua, I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing that correctly, folks, sorry about that, and Aymara Indians, who had traveled through the night from rural areas to reach La Paz, gave coca leaves to passersby and displayed coca-based products such as shampoo, soda, cakes, and salves to treat arthritis. In this country, we live from the coca leaf, said marcher Maria Berra. For us, it's sacred and it's medicine. The United States respects the culture of indigenous peoples and recognizes chewing coca as a traditional Bolivian custom, according to a statement released by the U.S. Embassy in La Paz. However, the integrity of the 1961 convention must be maintained because of its importance in the worldwide fight against the drug trade, the statement said. It is an enormous contradiction that the United States announces its respect for Bolivia's cultural traditions with respect to coca, but doesn't support the amendment for international decriminalization of chewing, despite the existence of studies that show it doesn't have harmful health effects, Morales said. Bolivia's proposed amendment states that prohibition of coca leaf chewing is a violation of the rights of indigenous people, set forth in the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples and recently endorsed by the United States. The declaration states indigenous people have the right to maintain, control, protect, and develop their cultural heritage, traditional knowledge, and traditional cultural expressions. It remains to be seen whether United Nations Economic and Social Council will call a conference to consider an amendment to the 1961 convention. Meanwhile, coca chewing remains a deeply rooted part of indigenous Bolivian culture. Now, my perspective, folks, is our government, the United States, needs to get their asses out of their, or heads out of their asses, and their asses out of Bolivia and South America and the rest of the country. Who are we to tell them not to chew their sacred plant? We're nobody. We're just the bullies of the world. And why are we the bullies of the world? Because those bullies are in control of our government and they're making mass money off of cocaine dealing in our country. That's what this is about, folks. We know about MENA, Arkansas. We know about the Clinton administration. It's rampant throughout government. I don't care who they are. Even Obama. He's either corrupt or he's been threatened to keep his mouth shut, one of the two, because that's what goes on in the world and that's what goes on in our country. We are the bullies, we are, or our government peoples, unfortunately, are either owned by the thugs or they are the thugs in nice, pretty suits, calling themselves politicians. And the only way we are going to get this drug war over is to get the thugs and the corrupt people out of office. And allow the indigenous people, not only of Bolivia, but of our country and many others, to use natural plants. And yes, that includes hemp and marijuana. Oh, my goodness. So I'm going to right now have Burnman go ahead and roll the next clip. We're already running late because I like to ramble. In the meantime, I'll get off my soapbox for a minute and we'll switch over to the DPA soapbox. We'll be back. It's Hemp Rock Radio.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of the first time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war is not the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Louise Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Quinn.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Monta Waters, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
Hi, I'm with the War on Drugs.
And I'm with LEAP.
Hey, I see you let that one get away.
Get away? What?
You let Michael Phelps go.
Oh, he's such a nice fella. But we're going after those other scum, though.
Yes. The wrong crowd we've heard so much about.
Those bastards just sitting there doing drugs.
Doesn't justice demand equal treatment under the law?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, how would it look, given the prison sentence or even probation to an Olympic gold medalist?
Yeah, what harm was he doing?
Right. I mean, well, he was hanging out with drug dealers, that's what he was doing.
Throw the book at him.
I can't.
Throw the book at them.
Now you're talking. Send our kids a message.
Yeah, swim faster.
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11, or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
WVQC. Radio for the people, by the people.
Hi, we're JJ and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City.
WVQC.org, Cincinnati's
95.7 FM.
All right. Of course, it is Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemp Trist over there rolling it up. Of course, is the Burn Man. And real quick, I want to tell you about a site. If you are interested in learning about your politicians, whether they be corrupt or not, you can go to votesmart.org and find out just how your legislators and senators and everybody, your lawmakers, and those like the president are doing. It keeps up on who's voting how and what's going on in the world of politics, and it'll help you be a better informed voter. Again, that is votesmart.org. Now, going on to keeping the theme of the White House anyway and those kind of corrupt politicians, this comes from the slog.thestranger.com. Actually, it comes out of many places, but the this is where I pulled it up at, so we want to give them a credit for that. Of course, this came out this past Friday. White House request meeting with Seattle Times to bully against pro-pot editorials. The Stranger has learned that immediately after the Seattle Times ran an editorial last week supporting a bill to tax and regulate marijuana, the newspapers got a phone call from Washington, D.C. The White House Office of National Drug Control Policy Director Gil Kowalski wanted to fly to Seattle to speak personally with the paper's full editorial board. The meeting is scheduled for next Friday, that would be this week, an apparent attempt by the federal government to pressure the state's largest newspaper to oppose marijuana legalization or at least turn down the volume on its newfound bullhorn to legalize pot. Bruce Ramsey, the Seattle Times editorial writer who wrote the unbylined piece, says the White House called right after our editorial ran, so I drew the obvious conclusion. He didn't like our editorial, he says. Marijuana should be legalized, regulated, and taxed, the newspaper wrote on February 18th. The push to repeal federal prohibition should come from the states, and it should begin with the state of Washington. This isn't the first time the Obama administration has campaigned to keep pot illegal. Kowalski, who is also Seattle's former police chief, also traveled to California last fall to campaign against Prop 19, a measure to decriminalize marijuana and authorize jurisdictions to tax and regulate it. Is the Seattle Times the more reticent to speak up? Apparently not. It ran another pro-pot editorial in Friday's paper. Now, you know, first of all, these people that we put in power, or then we put them in power and they appoint these people, they are not supposed to use your tax dollars to lobby against what you want. They are only there to carry out the laws that are on the books. Okay? Not tell other people how to think politically or not. So this man who is in our government in the White House needs to keep his mouth shut and stay out of his old state. He is no longer in the state of Washington. He's in the government of the feds. He needs to keep his mouth and his opinions to himself. That is not his position.
That's the same thing he did in Nevada's election, too.
That's right.
John Walters.
That's right. These people are taking your money that we're paying them to do a job, and they're going and lobbying against us. Who are they? They're nothing but other people. They pull their pants up the same way as everybody. Unless they can find a pair of pants that can be put on over their heads. Oh, I forgot their heads are up their asses, so they can. Oh, boy. Now, if you want to protest this kind of stuff nationally, on 420, if there's nothing going on in your city, on 420, we want you to be with Overgrow the Government. Of course, you can find them at Overgrow the Government. That is govt.org. I believe that's what it says. They will be meeting at the Lafayette Park, and they will march to the Washington Monument. Again, it's Overgrow the Government on 420 at near the White House. And, of course, Jason from that organization will be on Hemp Rock very soon discussing what he would like to see and the millions of people he would like to see there. Now, if you can't make it on 420, be there on July 4th for the smoke-in. 40 years or more happening on July 4th in D.C., so, now, we're going to come back to the area here in just a moment. Real quick, though, let's get to Burn Man. What's going on with Hemp Rock TV? I know we got some stuff airing, like how weed won the West.
Yeah, it should be airing. I ain't got the schedule here with me. Go to tbnk.org.
And MediaBridges.org for the
right,
schedules.
And look at the schedules, and that's they move right. them around all the time.
That's right. Now, that's one of the videos. Do you have something else that's getting ready to air or airing right now, besides How Weed Won the West? No?
Yeah. Walter Cronkite's Disastrous War on Drugs should be coming up pretty
soon. Now, very quickly.
There's a few others, and I just ain't got any. I've been smoking.
Because you got high. You can't remember because
hey,
you got
high. The
other
thing got coming up. Down
Thursday.
There'll be a public meeting. They're wanting to open up a methadone clinic. This is a private for profit clinic. This ain't nothing about treatment. And anyway, at the American Legion on Thursday, between 5 and 6 p.m., they're on Winston Avenue in the 3900 block, right by the McDonald's. There'll be a public meeting there, city councilmen and everything.
Now, where is this going to be? This is on Winston.
At the American Legion.
At the American Legion Hall. This is down by the Latonia Kroger's and the McDonald's down there on Winston.
Yeah,
correct?
By the McDonald's.
Yeah. And so what's going on? These people that have a for-profit, it's like a Walgreens for methadone.
Yeah, more or less. They want to put it right in the shopping center. Hey, it's a real circus they got going on over there in Lawrenceburg, and they want to bring it right around the corner from my house. I wouldn't mind if they had real treatment in mind,
right,
like Ibogaine or something, where, yeah, I'll have a junkie come to the neighborhood, but at least when he leaves, he won't be having withdrawal symptoms, and he'll be on his way.
Well,
he won't be coming back every day with $20 in his hand.
That's right.
And then as soon as he leaves, first thing he's thinking is, where am I getting $20 tomorrow?
Yeah.
If your stuff's in the car sitting there, it's gone.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really sad in one respect that people, neighborhoods don't want people that they think of as scum. I quote that off of the site that's talking about it, off the Latonia Facebook site. Well, we don't want those kind of people coming to our nice neighborhood. Well, folks, here's the real issue. Those people that you call scum are your neighbors.
Yeah, most of them live there anyway.
They already live there. And, you know, I am not for methadone. My fear is that the stigma won't allow somebody to get help if an actual, you know, clinic that really wants to help them, whether it's with Ibogaine or Suboxone or whatever. Now, we know that methadone doesn't work. It keeps people addicted to both.
And Suboxone's just something else out there to abuse.
Well, no, that's not true. Suboxone keeps,
and I watch
keeps
them
the,
shave them down.
Well, yeah, I mean,
snort them up their nose. And
well, that's true.
Fall on their face.
That,
I know what they're doing. They're abusing them.
That's true, but it's really not supposed to be used for that, unfortunately. Same thing with methadone. It's supposed to be used to help you get off, but it doesn't. It just keeps you addicted. And if you don't get your methadone, you want one of them, or you want the Suboxone, you want the opiates, you want the heroin off the street. Folks, it's a mess. It is a mess what's going on.
Well, Ibogaine's not addictive.
Right. Well, Ibogaine is a psychedelic.
Right.
And that 24-hour trip can help stop the cravings in its tracks. So look up Ibogaine. And so you and some folks will be at that meeting this Thursday and passing out Ibogaine information.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that again tomorrow, of course. Real quick, let's jump into Indiana. We've got things that are coming out of Indiana. Actually, Kentucky, too. But we're going to jump to Indiana. This is from the Indiana News, I'm sorry, Indiana News Center, the INC's news, and it is a segment that they did through Skype with a friend of ours from Relegalize Indiana. Name is Joe Padgett, I'm sorry. I really do know the guy, Joe Padgett. And go ahead and roll that clip up, Birdman. That is, of course, clip number 13. Again, it is a clip from the Indiana News, and on behalf of them, we're going to play this. It is with Joe Padgett. It is talking about the study committee that is going to look at decriminalizing marijuana in Indiana, our neighboring state. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
This is INC Now.
Well, a state Senate committee advanced a bill to have a panel study whether Indiana should legalize marijuana. The proposal would direct the Criminal Law and Sentencing Study Committee to examine Indiana's marijuana laws next summer and come up with recommendations. One person hoping for the bill's passage is Joe Padgett, executive director of Relegalize Indiana. He joins us now by Skype from Indianapolis. Joe, thanks for being with us. I understand that you yourself are a medical marijuana patient. What are you advocating, or what would you like to see Indiana do concerning marijuana?
Well, our organization would like to see the laws changed so that we could have a medical marijuana program here in Indiana. Other states have implemented this. 15 other states, the District of Columbia and the Territory of Guam, all have medical marijuana laws, including our neighbors to the north in Michigan. And, well, the sky hasn't fallen there, so we can be prepared.
There are those who say marijuana is a gateway drug and that some of these states who have legalized medical marijuana, it's not really regulated to the extent that it restricts it to medical uses only. Do you believe that any restrictions should be placed on that legalization?
Well, I think there's a reasonable place for restrictions for medical use. We do, however, advocate the full legalization and taxation just like alcohol. Like what was proposed in California. But we know that Indiana is a conservative state, and we have to take this one step at a time. So we don't mind restrictions as long as they're reasonable and
Briefly, what is the next step if the study is approved?
If the study is approved, then a committee will be formed for this summer where all the issues will be analyzed. I'm sure we'll hear from criminal justice professionals, economists, and people like that that will take a full look at everything on the table and analyze what kind of taxes could benefit the state and what kind of savings could come from the criminal justice system.
All right, Joe Padgett, thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate your views on the subject.
Thank you.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Hi, I'm Afro Man, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio because you got high. And it's on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC, LP Cincinnati, 95.7, and WVQC.org. Low power to the people.
He really is high, man.
Wow. Thank you for that, Afro Man. Very, very cool. Very, very cool. And, of course, it is Hemp Rock Radio. And on behalf of that clip right before that, of course, don't forget, 5 o'clock this evening here in Cincinnati at the University of Cincinnati, the Students for Sensible Drug Policy chapter is having their last meeting for the winter quarter. Again, that is at the Swift 619 building. And today's meeting is the lowdown on hallucinogens. And I bet they'll be talking about Ibogaine as well. So if you want to find out about hallucinogens and you're in the area, you can go have that meeting with them and learn more about it. And then, of course, show up with Burn Man down at Latonia. What was that, the American Legion, you said?
Yes, the American Legion.
American Legion. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. And as a matter of fact, speaking of tomorrow, very quickly, I want to let you know who our guest is tomorrow. We have Julia Rose. She is a young singer. We'll be playing a song from her as well called Still, A Prayer for Peter McWilliams. If you don't know who Peter McWilliams is, you can go to hemprock.com. Click into the main page, scroll down to the main links, and look for the link for the political links. Go to the political links pages, scroll down a little bit to find a whole bunch of links to tell you who Peter McWilliams is. There's a picture of him there. He was a medical marijuana patient in California, and he unfortunately was killed by the federal judge who sentenced him and told him he couldn't smoke his medicine. We'll talk more about that tomorrow with Julia. She discovered his work. He is the author of many, many books, including Ain't Nobody's Business If You Do and Can't Afford the Luxury of a Negative Thought, and many, many more. He was very much of an inspiration for Julia, apparently. We'll get the story on that and what she has done in her life to pay tribute to Peter McWilliams. So we'll be talking with Julia Rose tomorrow about that. Now I have couple other things. Very quickly, don't forget it is Monday, and I like to promote that tonight is Harry's Law. The television show on NBC starts at 10 o'clock our time, Eastern Standard, and of course it is about a Cincinnati lawyer who smokes pot. Now, last week's show, she tried to play the mediator between two gangs here in the Cincinnati area, and when a couple of them from each side, each gang came in to ask her to be the mediator because there was an issue. One of the gang members broke up with his girlfriend. Another gang member from the other gang wanted to go out with her, and the other one got mad because it broke the code of dating somebody else's ex-girlfriend from another gang. And the other gang member then torched the other guy's car. And there was this big gang fight about to break out, so she had to play the mediator. But when the two guys walked in, Burn Man, to ask her to do that, as they're walking out of her store, the law shoe store, the one turns to the other one, he goes, "I know I sold that lady pot." So, folks, if you aren't watching the alleged Cincinnati-based Harry's Law, I urge you to, because she's a Cincinnati attorney that gets high in the story, and I'll tell you, it's a great, great show. Now, you know, I like to make fun of it in one respect, because there's a lot of things that they say and do that really aren't Cincinnati at all. There's nothing about Cincinnati, hardly, really, the truth in it. But they also add truth in. So while they were discussing and having discussions with the two gangs, this is one of the things that she mentioned, that they need to contact the Serve of Cincinnati. Turns out the Serve of Cincinnati is real, Burn Man. They are the Cincinnati Initiative to Reduce Violence, CIRV. Got a plug on Harry's Law last week. So if you want to get more information, you know, our station down here is in Over the Rhine's ghetto, and there's violence all over the streets, folks. People dying, not only here, but in the whole area of Cincinnati. We've almost turned into Detroit. And the StopTheViolence.org and the Serve are trying to stop that. So you can find Serve, Cincinnati Initiative to Reduce Violence, at www.stop-the-violence.org/CIRV.htm. Check them out. They're doing good work here in Cincinnati, so much that we got mentioned out of a Hollywood show that takes place here in Cincinnati. So kudos to that. Check it out at 10 o'clock tonight. Now, we are going to roll out of here. Don't forget, Julia Rose, on behalf, and a tribute to Peter McWilliams tomorrow. Burn Man, you'll be here tomorrow. And, of course, we'll have the Hemp Rock Cafe and the Pottsbury Bakery with Chef Pot and Hash, the dope boy. And you'll be here, of course?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Awesome. So we are out of here. We've got Jay up next, so go ahead and roll that clip number 16, and we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, Media Bridges, here with Hemp Rock Radio.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Pottsbury Dope Boy Pot and Hash. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WVQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com.
I got a hand full of wonders. I'm gonna cultivate this mystery. Ain't gonna be green, green tree. Do you want marijuana? Do you want a little water?
Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WBQCLP is Jay Alday with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.
WVQC. Yeah, all right. Radio for the people, by the people.